Brothers and sisters, for us Christians, Catholics, the new liturgical year commences with the first Sunday of Advent. And in this new liturgical year, the Church not only wishes to indicate the beginning of a period, but the beginning of a renewed commitment. In fact, every beginning means that we are made to always pass by a renewal. Renewal in all aspects of our lives. Yes, we need to live our life day by day with a new rhythm and hopes. Thus, we can move the danger of routine and boredom further away. We can say that this feeling of permanent renewal is the best way to be alert, to be awakened. For we must be on the alert. It is our Lord's message in today's gospel. To be alert is to be constantly aware that we are part of this world, tied to the possibilities and limitations of our material condition, while at the same time, we are open to an infinite horizon, able to converse with God and to welcome Him within in. To be alert is to be conscious that we are active in earthly realities, and through them we are able to perceive God's presence and to reach out to Him, truth, goodness, and absolute beauty. So we savor fragments of life and happiness and yearn for complete fulfillment tomorrow. We heard through the first reading the prophet Isaiah speak to us about a journey. And he says that in the latter days, at the end of the journey, the mountain of the Lord's temple shall be established at the highest mountain. He says this to tell us that our life is a journey. We must go in this journey to arrive at the mountain of the Lord to encounter Jesus. Indeed, the most important thing that can happen to a person is to meet Jesus. And this encounter with Jesus, who loves us, Jesus, who has saved us, Jesus, who has given His life to us, this encounter will be possible with our faith, hope, and charity. So we could ask ourselves this question: when do I meet Jesus? Only at the end? No. We all know that we meet Him every day in prayer. When you pray, you meet Jesus. When you receive communion, you meet Jesus. In the sacraments, and when we do good works, when we visit the sick, when we help the poor, when we think of others, when we are not selfish, when we are loving, in all these things, we meet Jesus. So, let us always remember this. Life is a spiritual journey. This is why every year we have a new cycle liturgical year. Life is a journey. It is a path, a journey to meet Jesus at the end and forever. A journey in which we do not encounter Jesus, is not a Christian journey. It is for the Christian to continually encounter the Lord, to watch him, to let himself be watched over by Jesus, because Jesus watches us with love. He loves us so much, and he's always watching us, watching over us. Once again, we need to be wakeful and watchful, knowing that in general, we are so future-oriented that we frequently forget the present entirely. We spend too much time trying to protect ourselves against future misfortunes. We save for a rainy day. We save to get married, to buy a home, to send the children to college, to retire in comfort, and to protect ourselves against future misfortunes. In this ambience, we must not forget that we need to be more spiritually awake, wakeful, to prepare for our eternal life. And as St. Paul said in the second reading, to make more and more progress in the kind of life that we are meant to live, the life that God wants. In this sense, the following little poem helps us to think about how we use our time each day. Quote, I knelt to pray, but not for long. I had too much to do. I had to hurry to get to work, for bills would soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer and jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty was now done. My soul could rest at ease. All day long, I had no time to spread a word of cheer, no time to speak of Christ to friends. So, brothers and sisters, this season of Advent is a time, as St. Paul wrote, a time to more and more progress in the kind of life that we are meant to live, the life that God wants. So, how do we use our time? Do we use it well or waste it foolishly? As it is said in another poem, we can use this for this season of Advent. Each of us, in order to take this opportunity to take time in doing everything positively. And the poem says, take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to read. It is the foundation of wisdom. Take time to play. It is the secret of staying young. Take time to be quiet. It is the opportunity to seek God. Take time to be aware. It is the opportunity to help others. Take time to love and be loved. It is God's greatest gift. Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to dream. It is what the future is made of. And finally, take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. Amen.